the millennium kingdom out of Revelation chapter 20. We see there where it talks about 1,000 years. It mentions it 3 or 4 times there. You've got the 7-year tribulation. That's the book of Revelation. It mentions 1,000 year. There's no reason not to believe that to be a literal 1,000 years. There's no reason to believe that this kingdom age of the 1,000 years is not going to be a physical, real, on this earth kingdom. One of the things that we look at is Jesus and John the Baptist and his disciples, when they came preaching, they says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of God is near." And there is no explanation. I mean, it drives people crazy. You know, that, okay, well, what is this kingdom? The kingdom of God is near. Does that mean we're all going to die and go to heaven? Does that mean something's going to spiritual, political, what's going to happen? But the thing is, there's no explanation, the Gospels, of what the kingdom of God is, per se. You know, when John says, the kingdom of heaven is near, that was his message. And the people knew what he was talking about because they understood the kingdom of God. And they understood it to be a physical kingdom that involved Israel. Now, we're going to look at some Old Testament verses tonight. And I think when we look at those, it's going to be very simple for you to see why the Jews thought the kingdom was going to involve them, was going to involve the land of Israel, was going to involve this earth. It was going to be a real manifest kingdom on this earth. And so when John says the kingdom of heaven is near, he knew the Jews knew what he's talking about. When Jesus preached the same thing, they knew. Jesus sent his disciples out. Tell them, preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And there's no explanation. It's just, this is the time. We're nearing this time. So there's very clear evidence, I think, that this is a physical kingdom. It's on this earth. It's 1,000 years in length. And after that, then it says the heaven and earth is burned up and we go off into the eternal state. And that is something that we'll be talking about here in the next couple weeks. Let's pray, and then we'll look at these notes. Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, and we do thank you so much for letting us be here. We thank you for your word. We ask that your Spirit would lead us and guide us. And Father, again, we ask that you'd open the Scriptures up for us tonight, that we may see and understand, that we may have our hearts changed, be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. The points that we see on this: one, the millennium is God's final test for humans. With Satan locked up, there will be no influence from Satan. And so one of the purposes for this kingdom, besides, you know, we'll look at several things, but we've had, as we describe history, and we've done this before, you've got all these dispensations. And again, when you say dispensation, it doesn't have to mean that you're a dispensationalist. It just means that I see that there's periods of time in history. For example, the age of innocence with Adam in the garden, the age of government, or age of conscience, between the time of the fall and the time of the flood, where there was no government, there was no leadership, everyone did what was their own mind, they had their own standard. After that came government, and that turned into